You know who the king is?
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about the king, but, you know, I've got a question first. Maybe you guys can help me with this question. And you know, it's the king of what?
I don't know.
The king of what?
I don't know
either. Well, if he was a king, he must have been king of something important, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he must have been king of something important. But king the king of what?
King of cares.
You think so? Well, caring is pretty important. You think he could have been the king of caring?
He could have been the king of happiness.
You think so? I don't know. Well, he didn't care very much about anything except being king, so he must not have been king of that. But you think maybe he was king of happiness? Well, I don't know, maybe so. But you know, he really wasn't very happy. So he must not have been king of that. He must not have been king of happiness. So I don't know. He was king of something, but king of what? I don't know.
So special and everything, and he's the best looking guy in the world.
This is about my 28th concert since 1972.
That means me a legend.
I'm so excited, I could just, oh, I can't wait.
I really don't care.
I think we ought to kill him again. Kill him again.
Welcome, seekers, to the show that never ends. That's right, it's Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, and I'm your hunka-hunka-burning hostess, the Reverend Susie the Floozy. And tonight, we're taking care of business. We've got a special show winging its way to you all the way from the mystical vortex of Memphis, Tennessee, home of the greatest entertainer who ever lived, Miss Minnie Pearl! Unfortunately, Minnie's as dead as Sonny Bono is right now, and she can't be with us tonight. But there is one man for whom death is no obstacle! A man whose ravenous appetite for fast food, flashy fashions, and fine home furnishings set the style in trailer parks the world over. A man who was so much bigger than life that he had to eat 3 Whoppers at a sitting just to keep up with his own legendary mythic stature. A smarmy, lip-curling, inbred bastard son of the South who set the world on its ear and then lived his life under a microscope where we watched in stunned disbelief as he degenerated before our very eyes into a parody of himself and then into a parody of that. A man who, even after 20 years of death, is still pulling money out of his own butt.
Joy 40.
Hell, he's got my respect for that reason alone. So welcome to Disgraceland, Seekers, as we spend tonight's show saluting Elvis Presley.
Again.
Jungle room.
when Elvis makes a record, including Moody Blue. Graceland is calling and I just can't stay away. We're going to Graceland today. Going to Graceland, we're gonna cut loose. There's been plenty of stores for us to use. We're gonna act real stupid and try to pick up girls. Going to Graceland, we're gonna go wild. We'll go to his grave and try to smile. We're gonna buy those paintings and Elvis Presley forts. Going to Graceland, we're going to Graceland, we're going to Graceland, we're going to Graceland. Going to Graceland, we're going to hell. We're gonna sing Heartbreak Hotel. Gonna see the uniform that Elvis Presley wore. What are we waiting for? Let's leave right now. Going to Graceland and I don't care how. To glorious Elvis, that's what I say. We're going to Graceland today.
What gave here? Then I realized what gave here. I'd been given a dose of life again.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wayne Newton. Now, I'd like to say that it's a pleasure to be here. Yeah. I'll see y'all later. We're going to do a lot of songs, old ones, new ones, and hope we'll do something that you like. And we're here to entertain you, to make you happy. So just enjoy yourself and leave the driving to us.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. I got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get them stakes up high. There's a thousand birdie women just waiting out there with bright red lips and the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with love to spare in Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Oh, how I wish that there was more. keep on running, gonna have me some fun. Even if it costs me my very last time, and if I wind up broke, I'll always remember that I had me a swinging time. I want to give it everything I've got. Lady luck left and die, stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot in Beaver, Las Vegas.
I'd like to introduce you to my father. You know, he's been sick for a while, but he's doing very well. Would you say, Daddy?
You're dumb as a mule and twice as ugly. If a strange man offers you a ride, I say take it.
Now my heels are getting tired hot. Oh, my heels. Whoa, me,
this
man.
Is J-O-V. Take one.
Oh, Jovi. Oof.
First records that I made back in 1927, I think it was.
J-O-V, take two.
Dating is a game that grown-ups play.
B-O-V, take 11.
Bold.
Stop it.
we're talking about the king.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out the king of what? The king of what? I don't know. Well,
I don't know.
Maybe he was king of truth.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Well, you're probably right. He hid away from the truth, you know. He hid in the dark from the truth, so he must not have been king of that. But king of what?
I don't know. He
must have been king of something. Maybe he
I
was.
Don't know.
Maybe he was king of love. That's pretty important. Well, he was king of something, and I think maybe it was something like love that felt like love. A lot of people get it confused with love, but what it is need.
Need.
King of need. I think that's what he was. I think he was the king of need. And I think he needed so much. He needed more than anybody else. He needed so much that he made himself a king. And I think that people needed him. And that's why they made him a king. And that's why he made himself a king. And I think everybody that's out there listening right now needs him a lot, too. And I think they're going to make him the king. And they've already made him the king. And if they love him, then he'll always be a king. And he'll love them.
Jesus is our only king.
Not anymore.
The other day, my little boy, Al Dean, comes up to me on the porch and he leaned against the washer and he says, "Daddy, tell me about Jesus." Well, I said, "Jesus is the savior of Christians all over the world, Al Dean, and they call him King." Al Dean looked at me and he said, I said, "Don't you me when it comes to Jesus. What do you mean, And he said, "Well, Daddy, I just got back from Four Steens and Jimmy Lou's, and they said Elvis was the king." Well, I said, "Al Dean, you know there are some amazing similarities in the lives of Jesus and Elvis. How you take up their word Jesus? J-E-S-U-S.
Jesus.
It's got five letters in it. You take up their word Elvis. E-L-V-E-S.
Elvis.
It also has five letters in it. Now, is that unbelievable or what? You know, Jesus was born in a manger in Bethlehem in the freezing cold. It was too below. Elvis was born in a tar paper shack in Mississippi, also in Tupelo. Jesus was God's only son. Elvis recorded for son. Jesus performed miracles. Elvis performed hound dog. Jesus drove the money changers from the temple. Elvis drove the pink Cadillac in a Harley Davidson. Jesus said, "All ye who thirst, drink of me." Matthew chapter 27, verse 26. Elvis said, "Hey, everybody, drinks are on me." Jailhouse Rock, Paramount Pictures, 1957. Jesus said, "And the child shall lead them." Elvis said, "Bring unto me all the little children." Well, no, Michael Jackson said that.
Jesus
died at 33. Now, you double 33, you get 66. Subtract 25 from 66, you get 42. Believe it or not, Elvis died at 42. Jesus was crucified on Calvary. Elvis was crucified in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry. Jesus died, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Elvis died, and by noon the next day, was seen at a Taco Bell, two Burger Kings, and a Shell station. So you see, El Dame Jesus and Elvis were both kings. Elvis was the king of rock and roll. But Jesus is the king of all mankind. And El Dean, the real difference between Jesus and Elvis is... Jesus lives. And El Dean, his power, his glory, and his love will endure forever.
Oh, you know, the stories about Elvis and his fans that you're going to hear tonight are true, too, Seekers. Insofar as the minds of the various players are concerned, at least. Because when you take the Elvis trip, Seekers, you'll find that we're through the looking glass here. And the frame of this mirror is the singularly most tasteless, chintzy, golden-crusted Louis the Sleaze teenth piece of crap I've seen since Tammy Faye Baker turned Heritage City, USA into a fundamentalist bordello. Oh, man, what egregious violations of home decorating. Oh, Elvis practically deified white trash hillbilly culture. Oh, from the Las Vegas whorehouse looks of the inside of it, Graceland should have had wheels. Oh, you know, Elvis did have his trailers close by, but that's something that they don't show you on the Graceland tours. Out behind the mansion, far enough away from the manicured grounds to be a sleazy little secret, Vernon Presley kept a clutch of redneck relatives and underpaid servants in a classic poor white trash trailer hive. And just like real-life Clampets, they kept a hog pen and some chickens out there, too. You know, just to kind of keep their hands in case the whole Elvis bubble went bust. They never did lose that fear. Because the story of Elvis is a classic rags-to-rigor fairy tale. He rose from hard-scrabble poverty to light up the world for grease monkeys and truck stop waitresses everywhere, and to die for their sins. And his eternal flame is carried on by such rabid fans that they rival those of Bob himself. For Elvis is our own American hillbilly Princess Diana. And hey, pretty soon, I bet you she'll be seen bellying up to the bar at a Burger King in Dubuque and phone pranking on Gail Brewer Giorgio. Ah, Gail, now there's a case. She's the delooniac who maintains that Elvis is alive and hiding out in plain sight, posing as a masked country singer named Orion E. Darnell. A name and concept she claims was swiped from her own sci-fi meets rock and roll manuscript. Ooh, hold that thought. In the 7 years since I did this show, I've actually managed to come across some real Orion. Real or unreal, you can decide for yourselves.
This thing called love, well, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get around to it. I ain't ready. There's a little thing called love. This thing called love. But it cries and it cries all night. And it swings.
It jives.
Shakes all over like a jellyfish. Kinda like it. There's a little thing called love. Cool sweat. I gotta be cool, relax, get hit, get home on my tracks, take a back seat, hitchhike,
take a long ride on my motorbike until it's ready. There's a little thing called love. Take a back seat, hitchhike. Take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love. I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must get right to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love.
Ah, yes, Seekers, that was Orion. But you know, he sure wasn't Elvis. In real life, it turned out he was Jimmy Ellis. Even though Ellis is a little close to Elvis, it's not that far a stretch. Oh, he was doing the Elvis impersonation shtick, but he wasn't creating any ripples in the music world until 1979, when he picked up a book by the highly delusional Gale Brewer Giorgio called Orion, about a thinly disguised Elvis. Well, Jimmy picked up his phone and called Gale and told her, "This is Orion. Dig, I am the chosen one," in that Elvis voice of his, and the stereo is on. For a couple years, Ellis had a career impersonating the dead Elvis, impersonating an Elvis impersonator. Oh, ow, that hurts to think about. Oh, he performed in a bejeweled Danger Woman-type mask, which he refused to take off, fueling the mad hopes of the libidinous flowers of Elvis-loving redneck womanhood that, yes, the king was immortal. Oh, yeah, immortality. Elvis may have had it, but Jimmy Ellis sure didn't. Because eventually, just a few years ago, in fact, he was shot during a holdup in the convenience store he owned. Oh, the man who would pretend to be Elvis would warble no more. But back to the show. Posing as a masked country singer named Orion E. Darnell, a name and concept she claims was swiped from her own sci-fi meets rock and roll manuscript before it was published. Oh, she was a tempting carrot, all right, because it turns out that when she wrote her book, The Most Incredible Elvis Presley Story Ever Told, around 1980, she was living up in Marietta, Georgia. Oh, I was trying to track her down before the show with no success, but sure did give me a weird little frisson. Man, between this and John Benet and that creep Newt, my current turf is becoming the Oregon mystery spot of the East Coast. No wonder everyone's been walking at an angle lately. Anyhow, Gail is sure that Elvis is still alive out there, and she's sure that there's two of them running around, which there could have been if Jesse Garon Presley hadn't been slammed into a shoebox and buried in an unmarked grave. Which twin has the Tony? And which one was the evil twin?
Present.
Oh, but if Elvis were alive today, Gail would probably be disappointed enough to find just one of them. He'd be
70 now.
More like 80.
And his nickname would probably be Hambone. Oh, and I can only begin to speculate on how the present-day Big E would try to do that old Elvis the Pelvis piss-shivers dance style of his while gripping his walker for dear life.
You patronizing bitch. I'll wrap this goddamn walker right around your head. Sick of your shit.
He's in Las Vegas right now. He's with the Flying Elvises, and he's one of them. He blends in. How else better to hide than to impersonate one of your impersonators? I think it's brilliant myself.
Carl Tom Parker and his dancing chicken show. You used to
have these chickens in coops, and you take them around sideshow carnivals, and he would have hot plates under their feet, and he would turn the music on, and at the same time the hot plates would go on, and the chickens would start jumping up and down from the heat. Think about it. Elvis was kind of like the ultimate dancing chicken.
Stop this Elvis stuff. Just stop it. Stop it. You know the king's probably dead. You know he's dead. And if he isn't dead, he wants to be left alone. Can't you just leave him alone? He wants to be left alone somewhere where people would leave him to his own peace, to where he can have his own thoughts, to where he can comb his own hair. Just stop it.
Presley was receiving only about 15% of the proceeds from the merchandising. So it was advantageous for Presley to get out of this contract by faking his own death. It was advantageous for Parker because he was trying to preserve the integrity of what was left of Elvis Presley from the late 50s and the early 60s. All he had left was the memorabilia and the merchandising rights. He had no more of the personal appearances. The concerts that Elvis was giving were just crap. The money just wasn't there. The money was all in the merchandising. And the value of that merchandising was going to decrease as many times as Fat Elvis went on stage.
How could I have gone from the king of rock and roll to this? Old guy in a rest home in East Texas with a growth on his picker.
Well, of course, I knew that. Elvis.
Elvis is alive. And my God, I thought he was dead.
That's right, baby. Elvis lives in your mind and in your kitchen cupboards.
Elvis is alive.
Well, there is a touch of the superhero to Elvis. And no surprise when you realize that his classic 1970s Vegas look is straight out of the comic books. A second string Golden Age comic character named Captain Marvel Jr. provided the template for that heavily brocaded high-collar cape and sideburns look that he favored in his later years. Yes, Seekers, I still possess a yellowed newspaper clipping to that effect. Oh, but the similes don't end there. Elvis was also the Howard Hughes by way of Michael Jackson of popular music, a reclusive, death-obsessed madman rotting away in a rarefied world, a hypnotized puppet of the leprous, carny trash Colonel Tom Parker, doomed to wallow in a suffocating kingdom, the mind-crushing boredom relieved only with a vacuous beauty queens, lots of firearms and... Oh, the drugs. I want to hear my Elvis impression. Yeah, Elvis was truly the polypharmaceutical prince of all time, making Judy Garland look like that piker Betty Ford. Oh, attaining that cosmic hamburger of success doomed him from the start. Surrounded with a battery of redneck sycophants and paid enablers, he went from being a rebel without a cause to being the second most reproduced character in history after Mickey Mouse. Oh, he became a man ideally suited to become a liquor decanter. Oh, man, I'd like to twist off the 1977 Elvis's head and take a long slug of what he's been having. Oh, but I wouldn't be able to do this show if I did. Or the next one. You know, Elvis once passed out in his beloved mashed potatoes and thickening gravy a la Greg Allman and was discovered in the Dr. Nick of Time by Linda Thompson, his next to the last beauty queen consort. Oh, but that sure didn't slow him down, as we'll see.
I like the way a lot of time he sing,
yeah,
dance. I say, and generally, the way he performed on stage. You know?
So you don't think he's really alive?
No, I think when a person is dead, they are really dead.
We all expected Elvis Presley to be about 12 feet tall, with an aurora around his head. And a fanfare, but of course it wasn't like that, and he was everything that everybody says he was, a very natural, quite shy.
Elvis is very important to me. There's so much in the guy. He is the biggest entertainer to me and the biggest to thousand others.
You help me up on this stool or you're fired. Give me that tab. Feed me quickly. Free me fast. Food is what I need. Mayonnaise, big old bacon fat. speed. Feed me quickly. Feed me now, feed me now. Feed me something big. A dozen jelly donuts. Maybe some orange pop, I don't like this tab. I eat like a pig. Buy me, wait a minute, here we go. Buy me Dristan. Oh, Phenomet feels like cement. Super anahist. Thank you very much. Give me contact and secrets. I'm starting to get pissed. You guys make me really mad when you make fun of my weight. I need Percodan. Don't you see? I need my doctor now. Prescription pills work best for me. Oh, Zan, I'm starting to come down. One more verse. I love women. Oh, I love their thighs. Women of all kinds. But if I see them on TV, I'll shoot them tween the eyes. Give me that rifle.
Everybody.
Hi,
now, if something should go wrong, let's not get the law involved. One hand washes the other. Ooh, that reminds me.
Booze, drugs, guns, lies, blackmail, and laughter.
Oh,
Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to
hold it.
Are meant some.
Hold it. Hot damn tamale.
Excuse me.
There's somebody downstairs.
Uh-oh, dude. He was eating the frozen stuff in the freezer.
Oh, my.
I'm gonna go see what he's doing now.
Edith, come back here.
Oh, honey, what is it?
He's eating the fruitcake.
The fruitcake? It's gotta be Elvis.
I hate it.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O. With a cluck cluck here, a cluck cluck there, loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee. With a cluck cluck here and a cluck cluck there, loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee. Hello, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some cows, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here, a moo-moo there, cattle everywhere. And when those cows got out of line, hamburger medium rare. With a moo-moo here, a moo-moo there, cattle everywhere. And when those cows got out of line, hamburger medium rare. He had some pigs, E-I-E-I-O. With a knock knock here and a whack knock there, pigs everywhere in sight. And when those pigs got out of line, pork and beans at night. With a knock knock here and a whack knock there, pigs everywhere in sight. And when those pigs got out of line, pork and beans at night. Well, I'm gonna have a farm someday, E-I-E-I-O. And I'll do things MacDonald's way, E-I-E-I-O. With a cluck cluck here, a cluck cluck there, a moo-moo here, a moo-moo there, and a whack-knock here, and a whack-knock there. And I can promise you, those animals ever get out of line, we'll have a mulligan stew. Now how about you?
Excuse me. I'd like to do a medley of some of my biggest records for you. They were actually no bigger than the rest of them. They were all about same size.
Eat to eat light, teeth are out of style. Eat to eat light, teeth are out of style. Eat to eat light, teeth are out of style. Eat to eat in olive oil. Eat, eat to eat all the night and the day. Everybody, eat, eat to eat all the night and the day. Ito is an eating boy, he never get enough of fish and poi. He eat everything, he don't care what, he even eat the shell from the coconut. Eat, Ito eat all the night and the day. Eat, Ito eat all the night and the day. Hey, eat a little faster. Eat a little slower. Eat to eat like teeth are out of style. Eat to eat like teeth are out of style. Eat to eat like teeth are out of style.
When you say that stranger smile, oh, 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 oh.
Excuse me. There we go.
Let's go.
Okay.
And now, the love children of Elvis.
Well, I always knew from the day I was born, they said I was deformed, had a hair lip, but I sneered just like my daddy.
Well, that's me, baby. Your daddy.
And I tell no lies.
General Elijah and Elvis, you know.
See, my mama said he's coming home from the dead. Opened up the freezer and I saw his head, my daddy.
The king.
Our daddy.
Your daddy, baby.
Baby, don't you see there's more like you and me?
A couple thousand.
Elvis loved the ladies all around the world.
Come on.
Don't say that
the
to me.
The kids come home this year in time for Christmas.
I'll shoot your television set out, baby, if you call me fat one more time. Now shut up and sit on my lap here. Just like your mama did 25 years ago.
Dress my sister up. He put her in lace down at his place. Sent her to the store for some Polaroids. My daddy.
Cella, I used to love taking pictures of you.
My daddy.
I'm everybody's daddy. There's a whole race of me that
my
live
daddy.
In Memphis, Tennessee, baby. And the year 2010, I've foreseen it in the crystals. My whole race of family people will be living in the sewers.
I thought he was dead.
I ain't dead. Yet.
A big bitch like you should know. Never. But never f*** with the king.
The walker was swinging along easy tonight. Not even like I needed it. In the movies, I always played heroic types. But when the stage lights went out, it was time for drugs and stupidity and the coveting of women. Now it's time. Time to be a little of what I'd always fantasized being. A hero. Maybe I was a nut. There was an adventure going on.
Mr. Kennedy, let's take care of business.
Just what are you getting at, Elvis?
I think you know what I'm getting at, Mr. President. We're gonna kill us a mummy.
Go ahead, be a hero.
That's what I thought, punk ass.
Jailbreak! Jailbreak! Went to a party in the county jail. Prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jump knocking, the joint began to swing. Shoulda heard the knockdown jailbird sing that rock. Everybody, let's rock, 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 rock. Everybody in the whole cell block was a dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played the tenor saxophone. Little Joey playing the slide trombone. The drummer boy from L.A. on the crash boom gang. The whole rhythm section was the purple gang. Let's rock. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jailhouse rock with me. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Oh, everybody in the whole cell block was a dancing to the jailhouse rock, rock, rock. Sitting on a block of stone, over in the corner weeping all alone. The warden said, hey buddy, don't you be no square. They can't find a partner, fuse a warden chair. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Shifty Henry said to folks, for heaven's sake, the warden's looking now, the chance we make our break. Brother turned to Shifty and he said, next me, I want to stick around while I get my kicks. Let's rock, everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the whole cell block, oh, we're dancing to the jailhouse rock. Oh, dancing to the jailhouse rock, oh, dancing to the jailhouse rock, oh, dancing to the jailhouse rock, oh.
Hey! Have you seen Elvis lately?
Instead of Dunkin' Donuts, Elvis came in, asked for a dozen jelly donuts. It was amazing. It was like osmosis. You never even saw the jelly come out of the donut. All of a sudden, it was just like, I like 12 jelly donuts, please. And next thing you know, there were holes, and there was no jelly.
You know, he took me out. He took me fishing. We had a good time. He touched me in some very strange places. You know, then the colonel joined in.
Flash! At 2:33 a.m., Elvis Aaron Presley, I repeat,
Elvis Aaron Presley was spotted coming out of the Elf Lodge.
Reports indicate that he is much larger than he was at death and reeked of alcohol.
Mm. Flash bulletin, occupants of the Northern Hemisphere.
Be on the lookout. The king has been spotted.
He's big.
he's bad,
and he's wasted.
Are you lonesome tonight? Is your heart filled with pain? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Are you lonesome tonight? Is your heart filled with pain? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Are you lonesome tonight? Is your heart are you sorry we drifted apart? Are you lonesome tonight? Is your heart filled with pain? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight?
Got more good psychedelic hits coming up. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is the Big E reporting from the Elf Lodge or Burger King or something like that. Find your mic.
Elvis has left the building. Elvis has left the building.
I am very sorry.
You don't even rhyme well.
Now turn off that offensive music and quiet those sodomites. We must get down to brass tacks.
Oh, Seekers. Elvis isn't dead. He just smells that way. And he really reeks after tonight's show. But it's no question about that, because some of the ingredients in it were pretty heady. Oh, we had big chunks of the residents from their masterwork, The King and I. That 2001 intro was from one of Elvis's concerts. The dead milkman told us to load up because we were going to Graceland, where Tiny Tim claimed that he saw Mr. Presley. And the residents were back with their stirring version of Viva Las Vegas. Oh, and there are little classic outtakes from Elvis in the studio and the real Elvis clowning on stage. Diva was there with Don't Be Cruel. That Are You Lonesome Tonight?
That was by LPLX. And thanks to Brother Adverse Effects for turning me on to it.
And then the Pink Lincolns told us about stealing a Velvet Elvis. Shadow Shay explained the difference between Jesus and Elvis. And yes, the mysterious Orion was there with Crazy Little Thing Called Love. That Eating Elvis and the Elvis's Love Children's Chorus and other Elvesian comedy bits was by a late 80s pool of Atlanta voice talent known collectively as Cat's Paw. Oh yeah, and the Cramps, oh, they joined in with their rockin' and reelin' version of Heartbreak Hotel. And that was the real Elvis doing that Carnivore Killer's ballad of Old MacDonald. And Betsy Goodrich, I mean Danger Woman. Danger Woman was there with Jailhouse Rock. When there were chunks from the most exquisite Elvis movie ever made, Bubba Hotep, the rockin' theme of which is going to close the show tonight. Oh, and you know, Seekers, the sad truth is that what with the sonic bounty that St. Byron Werner has sent me, I actually have enough for yet another Elvis show. Oh yeah, maybe next January that one might come sliding down the pipes. An appropriate expression, since I'll have no choice but to cover his coroner's autopsy report detailing the horrific discovery of his epically impacted colon. Mang! But until then, the Lymph Node Institute will be back in the house to do Bob knows what to you, so look out. And I might suggest that you bring a little lube. Good night. And good night, Elvis, wherever you are.
Thank you. Thank you very much.